Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story in parts. No one knows really the whole story, and no one knows what it was like, and everyone just knows what they saw. So it was a sunny but windy and cold, you know, like when the wind's cold day, and I just went to work and I was in my class of my P2s, and we had to go across the road to the rugby field for a primary two sports festival called Potted Sports, and it's just lots of little different sports, and it's run by active schools. So perfectly ordinary day, drove to school, had a bit of a rubbish time with a friend of mine, but was like coming out of that and was happy with myself and just getting on with it, and you know, just kind of getting on with my life and different stuff. And so I got my P2s, and we went over just across the road to the field, and we all went to a bit to the wall and put our bags down and got our water bottles and different things, sat down, waited for it all to start, waited for the other schools to arrive. And then this woman kind of gathered us all together, and I'd seen her kind of a little bit before, but this is the first time I'd ever really, really seen her and listened to her speak. And she has an incredible voice, a voice like I've never heard ever. It's not her accent, it's her quality of her voice. And anyway, she started to speak, and I looked at her and I loved her from seeing her. She's thin and ridiculously blonde, but it wasn't that. It was this just a quality I knew I'd have to love her for forever. And that was it for me. It was her energy, her spirit, I suppose you would call it. I just knew it wasn't lust. I didn't want to rip her clothes off. I didn't want her. I just wanted her to be in my life forever. And that was Laura. And that was when we first met.